It's lunchtime at the Human-Animal Bonding Symposium at the Skelton Center in Blacksburg. But even as people mill about and the scent of food fills the air, two service dogs in training sit calmly and at attention when their handlers stop to talk with me.
My name's Allison Proctor, and this is Luke.
Luke's a black lab, and near him is Puff, a golden, from the Canine Connection, which trains service dogs. There's no pulling at their leads, no sniffing people going by, or even interaction between the two. Still puppies, but with the countenance of older, wiser animals.
At the end of his 2 years of training, he'll be able to open doors, turn on lights, pull wheelchairs, pick a dime up off the floor.
These guys are being trained to assist wounded warriors.
He can wake people up out of nightmares, remind people to take medication.
Dogs are the only animals certified by the Americans with Disabilities Act, but many species can serve as therapy animals. Horses, cats, lizards, snakes, even farm animals. And experts say they offer something that humans sometimes can't.
Grace. Moments of grace, and you can't talk about it in words.
Dee Dee Beasley is an equine-assisted psychotherapist in Tennessee.
There's attunement and things that people need as human beings that we should get from people that you can't get from animals, and that's real healing for people that have missed out on that.
Now, experts say, for the first time, science is able to document how that works. Bess Pierce is director of Virginia Tech's Center for Human-Animal Relationships.
We're learning this, say, with a lot of some of the studies in autism, that they are one of the means by which we can make new neural connections in our brain.
There's also evidence animal bonding causes changes in brain chemistry. Philip Tedeschi helped found the Institute for Human-Animal Connection at the University of Denver's Graduate School of Social Work.
It appears to release oxytocin.
That's the feel-good chemical first identified in bonding between nursing mothers and children.
But now we know that oxytocin predicts even things like when somebody recognizes somebody they want to become friends with, or when somebody feels optimistic enough to get better, to start to heal, or to believe, you know, that they're capable of healing, or even things like trust levels. It can change somebody's confidence or openness or social interaction with others.
He's studying ways animals have succeeded with hard-to-reach populations.
These are animals that don't see you through, or rather see the client through the lens of typical human bias. So they don't see that you through socioeconomic lenses or homelessness or the way you smell or the fact that you might be living in a cardboard box.
Scientists are also studying the effects of how we treat our pets. Children who witness animal cruelty can react as though it happened to a sibling.
Everything from doing less well in school to not being able to make friends very easily, in other kinds of coercive or bullying types of behaviors.
But Tedeschi says the opposite is also true. Where children witness animals treated humanely, they're more social and do better in school. This is becoming an important new area of study because 2/3 of kids under 6 years old in this country live in homes that have pets. I'm Robbie Harris.